The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on the Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And it's great to be back with all of you today. Hope you're enjoying this first fall weekend of summer. Our children started camp this week and are really enjoying it. Our son, he goes to a general camp with swimming, and our daughter is doing her second year of horseback riding camp. She'll be doing that for a couple weeks, and then she moves on to the same camp as our son is. So they're really enjoying themselves with that. Hey, I had another great, wonderful Friday after I left the show last week, Father's Day, I should say. It called for rain, so we decided at the last minute just to stay local. So we just meandered around a few places in the local area, enjoying some family time there. Hey, in just a bit, Tim Rode, a real estate investor. He also calls himself a ski bum, and he's the founder of the One Life Fully Live organization. Will be joining us to talk about his path to financial freedom through real estate investments. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show with Barbara Ballinger about designing the perfect outdoor space. If you missed the show, you can catch all the podcasts of the show on retodayshow.com. That's retodayshow.com. Hey, I want to give a special shout out to all my past clients who have supported me through the years through you with your business and referrals. I know many of you listen to the show regularly, so I just want to acknowledge you and thank you for listening. It's been another great week in real estate in the area. I sold a couple homes and put some homes on the market there. I also heard from Tony Reese, who is looking to move up to a better school district. Tony was concerned he might be starting the process a little late. I had a great discussion with Tony about a situation. He's feeling a lot more confident about the process he's about to take on. I put Tony in touch with a great agent from my top agent referral network. He's on his way to make a move by the start of the school year. If you have any questions about selling your home or buying a home, you can always email me with your questions at paul@retodayshow.com or call me at 215-778-9687. Again, on my mobile phone at 215-778-9687. Hey, congratulations to Raphael, who purchased his first home up near Welsh Road and the Boulevard. And what a great home it is. Congratulations, Raphael. I look forward to guiding you through the closing process. Hey, if you're looking to buy, sell your current home, or invest in real estate, give me a call on my mobile phone at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. I was also honored to be selected to sell a beautiful home in the Chamonix Valley. Diana was referred to me by my past clients, Wayne and Terry, to sell her mother's home. The home is located in the Chamonix Valley section of Ben Salem, behind the Chamonix Mall. The home is a nice four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath colonial with a fireplace and a great backyard, has many upgrades, and is across from a park. The home is located at 3036 Springdale Drive and is proudly offered at $289,900. That's $289,900. If you or someone you know is looking to buy a nice home in a quiet area in the Bucks County area of Ben Salem, please give me a call at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. As you can see, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and advocate for hundreds of clients for over 28 years now, and I'm committed to serving all of you with your real estate needs with my 5-star client first service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate, be sure to call me first, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. And as I like to say, I don't have your business yet, but I'm working hard to earn your business. Hey, I sell homes throughout the Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Montgomery County areas, and have a great referral network of top agents who help me with clients who are outside of my market area. And as a service to you, my listeners, if you refer me to an agent, I stay involved in the transaction to ensure you are always receiving the best possible service for your from my top agent referral network. Hey, my mission for the show, as always, is to make the complex world of real estate a little simpler to understand and provide you with the advice you need to comfortably make the right decisions on buying, selling, and investing in real estate. I also want to keep you up to date on the latest new real estate news, information, tips, and trends. Now, I do this by teaming up with local and national experts to bring you expert commentary and the rest of their story beyond what you hear and read about on real estate. Hey, I would love to hear from you during the show. There are several ways you can join in the conversation today. You can call into the show while we have our guests on the line if you have a question for our guests. The number to call in for the show is my office number, 215-968-7402, 215-968-7402. You can text me on my mobile phone at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you want to email me, my email address is paul@retodayshow.com. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at retodayshow. And on Facebook, you can like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. So let's get started with the show right now. Again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM and streamlined at our website at RE Today Show. So back in May, Rob Caldwell, who is one of my guests and he's the owner of your local leasing company, invited me to a conference called One Life Fully Lived. While there, I met the founder of the organization, Tim Rode, and found out about his background of real estate investing, retiring early, becoming financially free, and now doing what he loves to do best, that's skiing and giving back. I know a lot of us would love to take the same path as Tim has, and so I asked him to come on the show to share his life story with us, how he set out to achieve financial freedom and to inspire us and guide us to be able to achieve financial freedom in our lives. Welcome to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Tim, thank you for coming on the show on this Super Sunday morning to talk to us about how you set out on a course to achieve financial freedom and what you're doing in your life right now. So, Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Paul. Look forward to it, man.
Okay, great. Terrific. So, Tim, let's go back to your early days. You know, growing up, did you have a burning desire to be successful or exhibit entrepreneurial tendencies at that age? You know, tell us about your early days.
You know, one of the things that left a mark on me early on, Paul, is when I was about 10 or 11 years old.
Okay.
My dad's classic line every month was, look, I only have $12 for the rest of the month. Hmm. And that left a mark. And then I remember always had to wear, my shoes till my toes had grown out of them, literally, and there were holes in the bottom. One time, I think I was about 10 or 11.
Okay.
Parents got me a new pair of shoes, and I was down at the river playing around, just gotten the new shoes. Some kid threw one of the shoes down the river,
ooh.
And as I watched it floating down the river, I knew I was going to have to wear my smelly, holy, old shoes for another month,
ooh.
And thought, this is not how I want my life to go.
Sure. So,
yeah, that was a great memory, great bad memory that really helped drive me towards making money and learning how to invest wisely.
I'm sure. And what type of jobs did you have early on?
Well, when I was young, got off to a late start, never went to college. 24 years old, I'm a grocery clerk, pinning addresses on people's curbs to buy diapers for my then 3 and 1 year old son. Because I wasn't getting enough hours in the grocery business.
Hmm.
So always selling stuff on the side, always trying to find ways to make a little extra money.
Right.
I was a late bloomer, got off to a slow start.
Okay. So coming from humble beginnings didn't prevent you from eventually becoming successful then?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't change a thing. You know, what's funny is back in those days, I wouldn't buy a lottery ticket because my worst fear was winning. Something inside me knew I was just going to enjoy the journey, and I just didn't want anything handed to me. I wanted to do it all myself.
Okay. So you were a grocery store clerk, and then you know, what shifted in your thinking as far as establishing yourself in a new direction?
I would say the biggest thing was having kids.
Okay.
That really motivated me to quit living a free and easy lifestyle, if you will.
Right.
The 70s season. I was in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I was kind of a wild child, and then I had kids and settled down, got the grocery business job, and I got my real estate license. And I would say that was the big move that really changed everything.
Okay.
So around that time, 24 years old, I got my license, started selling around 25. First weekend in real estate, I held an open house, sold it, listed those people's house, took some buyers out that weekend, sold them a house.
Oh,
so
great.
I sold three houses my first weekend. And I remember sitting in the bathtub at 3 a.m. trying to calm down because I knew it was on.
Okay. And, you know, your path to financial freedom could have came other ways too, right? It's not there's a lot of paths besides just being a real estate to financial success, I would assume, right?
Sure. You know, very interesting quick story. I've got a friend of mine. He is on our real estate panel at our One Life Fully Live conferences. He is a sheriff in Alameda County. He's about 32 years old. He owns 12 real estate properties.
Okay.
Started buying young. I'm going to be talking about the ABCs. He really, really has taken to this. And I'll just touch on it now. The thing that helped him a lot and helped me a lot, I'll use myself as an example, is I was a grocery clerk making $30,000 a year. I got into real estate, started making $60,000, $90,000, $120,000, $200,000, pretty big numbers, and I still lived like I was a grocery clerk. So if I was making $30,000 a year and started making $200,000 a year, that's A, what's coming in from your primary job, let's say.
Okay.
So A is what's coming in. B, and this is the piece most people miss, is defense wins championship. Knowing your B. And B is what does it cost you to live in all areas of your life, from your, you know, monthly living expenses to eating to going out to dinner to going on trips to all your taxes. Everything you pay is your B. And C is what's left for either debt reduction or to invest.
Okay.
And that's what I did, I think, real well, is as my A, income increased, my B stayed pretty flat. So when I was spending, let's say, $20,000 a year, when I was making $30,000,
right.
I was only spending $40,000 or $50,000 a year when I was making $200,000. And this is the mistake I see many make. I coached real estate investors and real estate agents. I knew a lady that made over $1 million a year for 10 years and didn't have a lot to show for. And to me, that's really sad.
And I see that a lot in the, you know, especially in the real estate business. And I guess in any career too, you know, people, you know, we wind up spending more than we should.
Right. And to me, it's minding your ABCs. It's knowing your numbers. My good friend and accountant, Byron McBroom, says, what you measure, you can manage. And we've always done a really good job of knowing what's coming in, what's going out, and what's left over for investing. And I was going to say, many people listening, some of you may be upside down. And at first, your C is just paying off debt before you can even get to the place where you can invest. And I just strongly urge you, if you're listening to this, you get nothing else out of this conversation, learn your ABCs.
That's great advice, Tim, because I think a lot of us, a lot of people live above their means. And, as a real estate agent and looking at people's finances and seeing the struggle they have to even purchase their own house, you know, holding down their expenses is the key to being able to purchase a house and something that they really want.
I think it's the single most important thing in the conversation we're having today, actually. And don't get me wrong, there are some people listening who are much further along on the investing track. They know their ABCs. They're already doing this, and there may be some gems in there for those people. But somebody who's a novice, who's new to all of this,
boy,
if there's nothing else you get out of this, it's knowing your ABCs and really watching what goes out monthly as far as your expenses, not one. And two, not buying into what Madison Avenue tells us we need. You know, there's just all this stuff just thrown at us all day long on the TV, on the internet, of you need all this, I'm going to just use the word crap, that you don't need, you know? And that's a huge piece of this whole puzzle.
Yeah, definitely. That's great advice there, Tim. Tim, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how you started thinking about achieving financial freedom and investing in real estate. So we'll be back with more from Tim Rhodes. Stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed the contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us on this Sunday morning. I hope you're enjoying the show. And please join us on Facebook at RE Today Show. Hey, we're talking with Tim Rhodes. He's a real estate investor, and he's talking to us about achieving financial freedom. So, Tim, you started your successful career in selling real estate. You know, what made you start thinking about achieving financial freedom and investing?
You know, it's funny, Paul. Early on, I don't know what drove me, but I knew there was things I'd want to do later in life
right. That
didn't involve working every day.
Okay.
So,
that's a good thought.
Right around that time I got my real estate license, I became really interested in investing in real estate.
Okay.
And I wanted to help people, you know, buy and sell real estate for themselves, but I also wanted to create financial freedom. So I started reading a lot of books on real estate. I started interviewing other successful investors. I started tracking trends of what's going on in our area, which came to serve me real well. I'll get into that later. But just became infatuated with the whole game of investing, and my vehicle was real estate. Not a big stock guy. Probably 5% of my assets are in stock. 5% are in collectibles like silver and kind of a hedge. But I would say 90% of my portfolio is real
estate. Okay. And did you sit down and create a plan for achieving the financial freedom?
Well, I did that a little later.
Okay.
Early on, I was like a bull in a china shop.
Okay.
A couple things. First of all, I was really most interested in selling real estate at the time. I kind of dabbled in investing. And so spend most of my time listing and selling. And, you know, people ask, well, where'd you get the money to invest? I would see a property I wanted to buy and work out a deal with the owner where I'd say like a 120-day escrow. I'd have to come up with $20,000 for the down payment and $4,000 for the closing costs.
Right.
And then I would just work my butt off to make that $24,000 extra above and beyond what my bills were in the next 4 months.
Okay.
And a lot of times I'd come up with, let's say, 16 or 17 of the 24, borrow $2,000 from my dad, put $5,000 on a credit card, work the next 3 months to, and then I close escrow on the property. Work the next 3 months to pay off the credit card of my dad and then repeat the process over again.
Okay.
Not exactly what I'd recommend, but you know, when you have nothing to lose.
Right.
And I just want to get my toe in the water. I wanted to, you know, get started, and that's how I chose to do it.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting way of doing it. I mean, you definitely have the motivation, leverage to get out there and hustle.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny because looking back, I just can't imagine taking that much risk and just putting it all on the line. But it was a definite, I'm doing this, let's burn the ships and full war, and I'm making this happen. And I never backed out of one of those deals. I probably did 4 or 5 that way.
Okay. Well, that's interesting for sure, Tim. Hey, Tim, now what type of properties, you know, did you invest in initially? What type of properties you recommend for people who want to get started with real estate investing?
That's a great question, Paul. I recommend being an expert in your own area if at all possible. A lot of times the numbers don't work and you have to go outside of your area. But the closer you can stay to where it's, let's say, within an hour of your own drive time radius, I'd stay there. First things I bought were little three bedroom, two bath, newer homes that would rent for around what my payment was. Maybe I'd have a couple hundred a month cash flow coming in.
Right.
It is real world. I like to use the number like 75% let's say 25% for vacancy and repairs.
Okay.
I know that's kind of high, but I find over the years, you know, you may go a couple of years without somebody moving out and having to do repairs.
Right.
But over a 5-10 year basis, that's probably a pretty close number if you look up.
Okay.
So little single family homes, duplexes, fourplexes. I did well later on with land in the path of growth. And you might write that down, land in the path of growth and tracking trends when we get later into this conversation are two things I want to make sure we touch on for a big home run.
Okay, so it's land in the path
of growth.
Of growth, okay.
And tracking trends.
And tracking trends. Okay, excellent. All right. We'll definitely touch on those, definitely. So becoming a local expert is one of the keys in knowing your area you're investing in.
Right, and that's often pretty easy to do if you're selling real estate or affiliated with real estate in any way.
Right.
But if you're not, then you want to find an agent like Paul who is an expert in the area and use their services and, you know, develop a relationship with somebody who knows what to do. And let's go back to that starting when you're just starting out.
Okay.
A lot of times, and by the way, I've coached over 200 real estate investors at a period of time from like 2007 to 2010 or 11, right in there.
Okay.
So I got a lot of experience with new investors, experienced investors, people from all walks of life. Some were successful, some weren't. But one thing I found is you don't have to have the money if you can find the deal. And if you're good at connecting and getting people to like and trust you and know what you're doing and are in the trenches, the money will find you, you know. So that's an out-the-box way to make things happen. And I saw investors either assign deals to other investors who did have the money to take these deals down or to partner with somebody who does have the money. Think out of the box. Read all you can about – about different ways to invest, even if you don't have the money.
Well, that's great advice. Now, what kind of recommendations do you have for people who are, you know, thinking about investing but can't seem to get up enough nerve to buy their first property?
Yeah, that's a tough one. What I would suggest is do a here's a number of things I would do for those people.
Okay.
First of all, be a student of the game. Read all you possibly can. Books like The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. There's a sleeper called Fixing Ugly Homes for Cash by a guy named Jay DeCima. DeCima is DeCima. Nice little read about how to, you know, it's a great little get started in investing in real estate book. I love the book Richest Man in Babylon. It has a lot of great principles about investing. The book Millionaire Next Door teaches you a lot about defense. Don't just read books on investing. Read about money and how to make money work for you and understand how money works. So that's step one. Step two is find out three or four people who are doing what you want to do, either in your area or online, and buy them breakfast, buy them lunch, take them out for coffee. And just learn all you can from people who have walked the path of what you're doing.
Right.
And just develop as many relationships as you can of people who are in the same business, if you will, that you're trying to do. There's a great online forum called Bigger Pocket. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes, I am. We had some guests on from that organization too. Some of the bloggers.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, just get into communities like that and just study. And then maybe do a few mock deals. What would you have paid for this rental property? And then what happened to it 3-4 years later? Did it go up in value? Is it still rented? Just kind of look at deals. If you don't have the money or you don't have the courage yet to do them, just kind of watch what's going on in your area with specific properties and kind of see what would happen if you took it down, or maybe it's a flipper property and you see somebody buy it and then you see them over there fixing it up. Ask them, what's your plan? What do you plan to do? And while you're doing that, if I found a similar property to this, would you be interested in partnering with me? Could I assign you? Okay. I guess the thing I'm telling your listeners to do is have courage. One thing in both of the communities I belong to, one like Holy Lift and GoFinance, we're not about talking. We're about doing.
Right.
And I had a note over my desk, a message that said, step right up in risk rejection. And whether it was going after listings and buyers, or investing myself, that was my mindset. Is you can tell me no, it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Sure.
But if I don't ask the question, how am I going to possibly get a yes?
Right.
So anyone listening to this, my advice to you is to step up your game. Hey, Paul, do you remember when we were kids and there were those little balsa wood airplanes you'd wind up the propeller?
Yes.
Came in a little package. You guys remember this. You're all shaking your head. All right, so this is what I'm talking about here. If you took that balsa wood airplane and you wound up the propeller 2 or 3 times, it'd go about 2 or 3 feet and fall in front of you.
Right.
If you wound it somewhat tightly, it'd fly okay. But if you kept winding it and you wound it tighter and tighter and tighter and wound it a few more times and you couldn't wind it anymore, that balsa wood airplane soared.
Sure.
And that's the metaphor for what I'm talking about here. Most people just do their little investing thing. They do the little propeller 2 or 3 times. They make a few phone calls. They look into a few properties, and they don't get anywhere, and they wonder why it didn't happen.
Right.
The people I know, we really wind our balsa wood airplane propellers super tight, and things soar for us. And that's the analogy I'd like for your listeners to take on anything you do in life. Why do it halfway?
Sure.
Go fall out.
Go fall out. I like it. Well, Tim, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about achieving financial freedom through real estate investing. So we're talking with Jim Rhodes. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at retodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have a question or comment, 215-968-7402. 215-968-7402. And be sure to check us out on Facebook at RE Today Show. Hey, we're talking with Tim Rhodes about achieving financial freedom through real estate investing. So, Tim, we talked a little bit about helping investors or first-time investors get the nerve up to buy their first property. What advice would you have for someone who has a couple investment properties now, thinking about retiring from their current job and becoming a full-time investor, but a little afraid to pull the trigger and do it?
I would caution them, actually.
Okay.
I would the old saying, measure twice, cut once.
Right.
I think, why quit your day job? Why? And by the way, everybody's in different circumstances.
Sure.
But I'm just saying in general. I stayed with my day job, listing and selling real estate, for a few extra years.
Okay.
I have a few properties. I think I had about 12 properties when I actually quit and became a full-time investor. So my thought process was, why not, evolve into an investor, okay? And that would be my best advice, is if you have two or three, unless they're, triple net lease commercial properties with solid income streams coming in, you may not be ready yet, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, everybody's in, once again, in different circumstances, but why not, have you do less and less at your quote day job and more on your moonlighting or real estate investing job, and just kind of evolve into that direction rather than quit cold turkey and put all your eggs in one basket.
Okay.
So that's just my initial thought on that.
Right.
Some people it may make more sense if you're in a position where you're coming across great properties to maybe flip, or you're in a great situation that does make a lot of sense to just quit and go full time investing. I say do it, because there's nothing like working for yourself and being your own boss.
Sure.
But my only advice would be maybe wait an extra year or so and make sure you've got the whole thing solidified. Because one thing I have found, Paul, is two things. One, if somebody has, let's say, $10,000 a month per year passive income coming in, $120,000 a year,
okay,
by the time the end of the year rolls around, it's actually closer to, let's say, 5,000 to 7,000, because of those vacancy and repairs we talked about.
Right.
Okay? So first point is take a good look at what your actual net per year is and not just what it looks like on paper.
Right.
And the second point is things change. I found myself, and I've seen others have the same, You get up to where you have $100,000 a year, $150,000, $200,000 a year of passive income coming in, and a couple income streams either go less or quit paying, and the next thing you know, you're down to $85,000 a year, and maybe it costs you more to live than that.
Sure.
Know? So I just be very mindful of your numbers once again, and know your numbers, get regular reports, and take that piece really serious, and then you can make wise decisions based on that.
Okay. Great advice there, Tim. So, Tim, you mentioned to remind you about talking about two things. One is the land in the path of growth. Can you review that with us?
Sure. So I've had two home runs that have really helped me attain financial freedom.
Okay.
And both of those were on land of path of growth. And by the way, for most investments, I believe in a lot of singles and doubles, and every now and then you just happen to rip one and it goes out of the park.
That's okay? Great. Sure.
But just think of singles and doubles all day long. You know, line drive hitters. Okay. So, but on the other side of that, I did have two properties by studying my town and knowing where the path of growth is and what's going on, and reading the paper and going into the city planning to see what's going on. Let me give you one of them. Was a property that it had sold three or four times. I kept driving by it. It was a commercial on an acre. There was a McDonald's across the street, a Kentucky Fried Chicken across the street, bare land on one side, bare land on the other side. And this was an old piece of crap home on a little over an acre. And I saw commercial real estate signs. I drive by it all the time.
Right.
And it was pending, then it wasn't. And I talked to the owner a few times. And finally, I saw the sign up against this house. And this is another point. Always be curious. Always stop and ask. So I asked the guy, hey, buddy, what's going on, man? I saw this was pending, and now the sign, did it close? And he goes, no, it fell through the fourth time. I'm so stuck on real estate agents, blah, blah, blah. And I happen to know by tracking trends and seeing land in the path of growth, seeing what's going on in my area,
right,
that a new, not Holiday Inn, God darn, I can't remember the hotel, Hampton Inn.
Okay.
New Hampton Inn was coming in right next door. Hadn't broke ground. It was just in the planning stages.
Right.
So I knew this property was worth well more than the $400,000 that it had been pending, because I'd driven by it a few times going, man, whoever bought that was in the right place, right time.
Sure.
That Hampton Inn's going in, and I know that strip center's going in on the other side. So I said, hey, buddy, what if I buy your property? And bottom line is, he sold me his $400,000 property for $360,000. Because I took off the 10% commercial real estate commission on
right.
there, just bought it, and he carried the financing. I came up with $120,000 cash. He carried back a note for $240,000. I have the tenant in there paying most of the payment on that note, and I sold it a year and a half later for $1,080,000.
Awesome.
Yeah, right place, right time. Knew what was going on in my area, knew the path of growth, knew new things were coming in. I never asked him if he knew those things were coming in or not.
Right.
Don't know why the other person backed out. But the other land in the path of growth was a similar story. It was just a piece of land. This was on 3.8 acres right near where our hospital was in my old town of Manteca, California.
Okay.
And I knew that the city was growing out there. This one took longer. This one, the first one I told you was about a year and a half. This one I had to hold on to like 8 years, and I owned it with a partner. We bought the property for $150,000, same kind of thing, owner financing with 10% down.
Right.
So we each had $7,500 down. The tenants made the payments for, I believe we owned it like 8 to 10 years, and we sold that one for like $1.5 million.
Oh, great.
So those were two huge home runs. Just buy the land, have tenants on the property, wait for, you know, come to Papa.
Right.
And by the way, both of those, I did 1031 exchanges when I sold those properties.
Okay.
One is a commercial property I own down in Texas, and the other one is a auto zone I own in Knoxville, Tennessee. So they both just turned out to be, you know, really, really good deals that just were because of the land and the path of growth.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you took the money from there instead of paying the taxes on it, you reinvested in a 1031 exchange on a property that's now providing you more passive income. Is that right?
More passive income and for my lifestyle, less ease of management.
Right.
I used to own a lot. You remember how I said when you first get started, you want to do anything you can get your hands on, really.
Sure.
Little single families, duplexes, fourplexes. You're going to find, and anybody who's been a long-term investor is shaking their head right now, those things are a pain in the butt. You know, they're worth it because of the depreciation and because of the equity buildup, but they're high labor management. Takes a lot of your effort. I like triple net leases. I like water skiing in other people's wake. Like I own pieces of apartment complexes now where this other gentleman does all the work.
Right.
And I just invest in his project. Those are awfully nice.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So, Tim, we're going to take another break. When I come back, I want to find out a little bit more about, your retirement now, as a full-time investor and some of the projects you're involved in right now. So we'll be right back with more from Tim Rode. So stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I have some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I am buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, with RE/MAX Properties, the go-to guy for buyers who are looking to buy a great home at a great price with minimal hassle. You can reach me at my office at 215-968-7402, 215-968-7402. If you're on Twitter, please follow us at RE Today Show. And you can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. So we're talking with Tim Rhode about achieving financial freedom through real estate investing. Al, Tim, you retired from selling real estate. You're doing your investing. I understand you're also a little bit of a ski bum there, and you have some new passions. And I wanted to talk to you about those new passions of giving back.
Sure. Yeah, I have two organizations that I'm a major part of. I started a nonprofit called One Life Fully Lived. That's based on the thought process of everybody has a dream, few have a plan for their dream, and precious few live their dream.
Sure.
And One Life Fully Lived is all about helping people dream, plan, and live their best lives. The website is onelifefullylived.org. That's the number one, onelifefullylived.org. Paul, you attended our conference back east in Philadelphia.
Right.
We'll be having another one October 24th and 25th in Sacramento, California. You can get information on our website. And then I have a for-profit group that I'm a part of, and that's called GoBundance. You can get GoBundance or get information at GoBundance.com. One Life Fully Lived is helping people how to master their life. GoBundance is for people who have mastered their life. Our motto is grab life big. And
love it.
And that's what we do. We're a bunch of, how can I put it, just high-achieving men who like to live on a very high level and like to give back on a high level. So
right.
Both of those organizations and what my retirement life is centered around is helping as many people as possible find what they want in life and go after it with purpose and passion.
Yeah, and you know, I was really impressed when I went to the conference there, and I know there are a number of people in the Philadelphia area who are involved in the GoBundance also. So, you know, they talked to me about, you know, that program also. And you were able to do all these things because you really set out a plan to, you know, not work the rest of your life and be able to give back in the future. Is that correct?
Yeah, I said early on in this conversation, I never knew why I was doing it. And it hit me around the time I turned 40 is I want to live an exceptional life, and I want to be an inspiration for others to do the same. And around the time I turned 50 is when I started my nonprofit, and GoBundance actually evolved from just a bunch of guys just out having a good time into an organization centered around doing the same. And that's grabbing life big, getting life's goods, and bringing others along with us. So, yeah, never knew why I wanted to invest wisely and get that piece down. But now, you said it before, Paul, I'm a ski bum. I live in the mountains. I love the mountains. I love to get out and play. I love taking care of my family, investing. But
sure.
My true passion is really helping others find theirs.
Well, that's great, Tim. So, Tim, you know, I know myself, and I'm sure a lot of other people, you know, I know when I first got into real estate, my goal was to retire early also, and, you know, it just didn't come about. And I'm sure a lot of other people, you know, have the same idea at the beginning. And, you know, I've learned some lessons today that I need to take to heart for sure. Any other advice, you know, for someone who wants to achieve you know, someone who's young, wants to achieve financial freedom and retire, you know, after maybe 20 years of work, you know, some of the steps that you recommend that they take?
Sure. Get a pen, everybody. Step one, learn your ABCs. I talked to them earlier.
Right.
A's what's coming in, B's what it costs you to live, C's what's left to invest. Know your ABCs. Know your numbers.
Okay.
Two, be a student of the game. Learn all you possibly can. Three, don't get sidetracked. When I was listing and selling real estate and investing, I'd always get all these people want me to sell water systems and phone stuff and all these things that just are going to take you away from the big things in your life, and that's your career, your investing, your family, and your health and fitness. And if you just focus on those four things, it's all going to work out for you.
Okay.
And then I touched before, and this is such an important piece of this, the fourth thing would be tracking trends.
Okay.
And what we did, we looked at the multiple listing service every month, how many new listings came on, how many went pending, how many sold, how many expired, and then a month later looked at, are there more listings, are there less listings, are they selling for more, what's going on, and we graphed it quarterly.
Okay.
What we really wanted to know was, is the inventory going up and down or down, and are the prices going up or down? And I don't think in Pennsylvania you have the wild swings like we do in California.
We don't.
So yeah, but it is good to know, you know, what's going on in
sure.
your area, and that's a really good thing to do is to track over time what's going on, and that kind of helps you know when to be buying a lot and when to be maybe less inclined to buy and maybe even sell it.
Okay. And, you know, that's great advice there. And, you know, I'm going to what I'll do is I'll put together that list also of the four steps to get that on the show notes also. So I think that's, you know, some great advice there. And another question I was just thinking of, you know, people who buy investment properties, you know, what's your thoughts as far as managing the properties yourself or hiring somebody to do that?
Hey, before I answer that, I'd add
sure.
a fifth to that last one.
Okay.
And that's create a long-term dream or vision. You said somebody 20 years from now.
Right.
What's your dream? What's your vision? I'm living down in the valley. You know, it was 10 years before I moved. And I wrote out a specific, I called it Tim's dream. I was going to be living in the mountains, skiing a lot, taking care of my family,
okay.
and finding a way to get back in a major way. And that dream was so compelling that it got me up early every day, working hard, learning all I can about investing, exercising to keep myself fit, physically fit. And I strongly suggest people, A, have a dream, and B, a written plan for your long-term vision.
Okay.
So definitely add that to the five.
Okay.
And then what was the question? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, real quick, we have about a minute left. Managing a property yourself or managing, hiring somebody to manage your properties?
When you first start out, I'd manage them myself, A,
okay.
to learn how to do it.
Okay.
And what's most important. And then when you can afford it, go away from that and hire a pro.
Okay, terrific. Well, Tim, I want to thank you so much for your insight and, you know, your story about how you, you know, turned yourself into someone who's interested in financial success and living your dream out in the long run. You know, I enjoyed hearing the story, you know, and your tips along the way in the conversation today. If someone wanted to reach out to you, Tim, and get a hold of you, find out more about your organizations, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. Send me an email to tim@timroad.com, and
okay.
I'd be happy to send any of your listeners that get a hold of me. Two things. Number one, my dream. I talked about having a dream. And
right.
number two, my plan. I called it Tim is Now an Investor Plan.
Okay.
That's at tim@timroad.com.
All right. Terrific. And I'll email you them for those two, and I'll put them up on the website also. So
sounds great, Paul.
Okay.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, man.
Great. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And thanks so much for coming on the show today, Tim. I really appreciate it.
All right. Dream the planet. Live it, everybody. OneLifeFullyLived.org.
All right. OneLifeFullyLived.org. All right. So as we wrap things up today, I hope you enjoyed the show. I think it was a great conversation with Tim about achieving financial success through real estate investments there. Again, his organization is One Life Fully Lived. You can, that's at One Life Fully Lived, all one word, the number one in the beginning, OneLifeFullyLived.org, and GoAbundance.com. Next week, we'll be broadcasting the Best of Real Estate show for the 4th of July weekend. In 2 weeks, Jared Strum will be on. He'll be talking about building a real estate empire from a very young age. So be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on WWDB, Talk 860 AM, and stream live on our website at retodayshow.com. We really want to thank all of you for joining us today. Thanks to Tony for another great show and producing our show. Be sure to like us on Facebook at retodayshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at retodayshow. Hey, if you have any real estate questions, be sure to give me a call, 215-968-7402. 215-968-7402. Please continue to spread the word about the show. Check out our past shows on retodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable weekend. We will see you next Sunday for a rebroadcast and in 2 weeks live again on right here on 11:30 a.m. WWDB Talk 860 a.m. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.